Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics on the air. Laugh with Inner Sight. One more time, let it run. Give me more music. Music.
I'm trying.
Keep it going. Hello there, folks.
Come on, that's ridiculous. All right. Philosopher. Sorry.
This is your neighbor, friendly philosopher, with a word to the wise. Next time you go to the doctor, make sure you're in the right place. And make sure that he looks up all the information that is supposed to help you. Now, if you go to a doctor and you got infantile paralysis or any kind of derogatory immolation of the occupation or whatever you want to call it, tell them to look up on the YouTube. All the doctors over there doing research with new information. I mean, he's going to look up that AI, you know, that artificial insemination. I mean, artificial information. He's got all the gadgets pushing the button with all the latest diagnostic California. Let him look up the other stuff. Now, if you get in the office, see, and the doctor says, Mr. So-and-so, you have several different ailments. Therefore, you'll have to take 1, 2, 3, 4 pills, 4 different medicines, see. Say, wait a minute. I heard on the YouTube that Dr. Whatever his name was came up with a much better idea, see? Now, you put this thing around your ear and you squeeze it, see? And it puts all the nourishment in your brain that you need. And the only thing is, Doc, you haven't got a brain. You gotta let them know. See? Don't take it from them. Don't take it anymore. Don't let them give you all these medicines with the side effects. One guy said, "Well, how many poor rats did this stuff kill?" Doctor, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's all over the news and everything. They're using all the poor animals. Even the groundhog wanted to run away when he saw he came out this morning. Well, you cut that out. So listen, Doc. I want you to look it up on the YouTube and give me the good stuff. I want holistic healing all the way. But I can't do that. They'll confiscate my license. Well, don't worry about that. Here's another license. Take this and put it up on the wall. Wait a minute, what is this? The latest license to be found in the Cracker Jack box. All doctors should have. What is this? Nice, get them out of here. Yeah, you'd probably do better with that kind of a license.
Bye.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics, and we got a great show for you tonight. We're going to have a little bit of a roast with Rickles and on Sinatra, and we're going to have Jimmy Dinning going to be here later, goof off. Louis the Lip will be here. My Frank Sinatra story. Now, this is a very interesting story. It was 1972, when I had the honor of helping to put together a show at Philharmonic Hall, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder. And one of the performers was Al Hibbler. He had a couple of hits in the 50s. The blind guy was saying, you know. Not a very nice guy. I mean, he was a real son of a bitch, but, you know, we had to deal with it. So anyway, we had a dress rehearsal, you know, and everybody came down and we had to walk through it or whatever. So Al had on this tie, see, and, you know, he's blind, I'm blind. Hey, come here, Frank. I want to show you this. One of these kind of things. I want to show you this. He took my hand and he showed me this tie. He had on a mink tie.
Oh my!
And he said, one night I was up at Jilly's, you know, at a party, and Frankie was there. You know, Frankie Sinatra, and he came in and. They came in with big boxes, and everybody got one of these mink ties. He gave them out. The whole place got a mink tie. So there you have it. There's a true story. And Al wore the mink tie to that rehearsal. All right, we got the roast.
Yes, we do.
Let's hear it. Rickles.
Here we go. Yep.
Sinatra.
Here it comes.
Intersight.
CBC, CBO, Shockey, which is a big hit on the NBC network. Mr. Don Rickles, ladies and gentlemen. May I say publicly to you, it's the bomb of the year.
I can hardly hear that. Can you get more sound on that, engineer?
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Gave him a cookie and he went away. that's right. I make fun of blacks, whites, Jews, Italians. Well, Jews. We're the chosen people. We had a few bum breaks. I must admit that. The Red Sea trick.
He's kissing Sinatra. Don Rickles roast Frank Sinatra.
That was a video.
Yes, I have no choice because there wasn't
that.
Too many.
I told you I didn't want video, and you give me video.
What do you want, Frank?
Anyway.
That's what I had.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics, brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Taquito Rescue. At Verizon.net. If you want to email them over there. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, with Big East Akita Rescue. Thank them for all their help. Hey, Shelby's Kitchen. Attached to, of course, A Day for Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation. A year ago, July, horrible, horrible event.
Sorry.
And, you know, and they got away with it. Trainer got off with a slap on the wrist. Cool got away with it completely. All right, Shelby's Kitchen, where you can see the presence of Milton. If you'd like to do a day for Milton, contact Inner Sight. We'll tell you how we did it. 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight. You can find the information on our website, to innersight.info. Or you can email us, innersight, 1620, 1620, at gmail.com. Day for Milton. You don't need any money to do it. It's about bringing people together and the disabled community and the non-disabled community. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary. He collects the food and he gives it out for free. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Let's see, I got a note here. Oh, the Third Eye Insight, if you want to stay in shape, call Fernandez, Devin, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. You heard it right here on Inner Sight. All right, we got a great show. Louis coming up. We got a Dinigan story, We're going to have a takeoff on Elvis. We're going to tell you about probably might be the only person who didn't like Elvis. And we'll tell you about that. Let's see. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, Salute the Children. Promote them, help them. Go an extra mile for a child. Can you play the Able News? Get the Able News out. Able News, engineer, are you there?
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight Frolic, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, where you can buy a house, get some good info, find out what's going on, how much money you're going to need, and all that stuff. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Hey, we want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help, and the big date on February 27th. A news conference to inform and show the world how we don't need these damn nursing homes. We need accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
So February 27th, if you'd like to be a part of that, send us an email, call the Inner Sight hotline, leave your number, and we'll get back to you. 631-224-3090. Or the email, innersight1620@gmail.com. February 27th, make a note of it, and join with us to save the taxpayers' money, among other things. All right, Inner Sight, we got Louie coming up. Hey, today is Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
February 2. And the little one says, early spring.
Yeah.
That's according to my informant. In the now, you know, if you want to know anything, well, let me give you a little hint here how to conduct your knowledge life. See, if you want to know anything, you know, wherever you live, just visit the local pub, I mean the coffee shop. You know, the coffee shop. You go in there where you got tables and people gathered all around. They're all talking, and some of them are reading the paper. And now they got all these laptops spread out. You know, right away people open the laptop and they're looking at all this information, and they probably don't know that half of it is wrong and the other half is something wrong with it. But the groundhog. Now wait a minute. Why doesn't the Weather Bureau, the weatherman, the government puts out the Weather Bureau? How come I haven't heard one word on the weather about the groundhog? I mean, they are prejudiced against animals. We ought to take them to charge them with discrimination for the groundhog.
That's right.
The little sweet thing that comes out once a year and shares his or her knowledge with the world and declares spring or winter or whatever. And the weather person, they give the weather. They don't even mention the little sweet thing.
Yeah.
When I got up this morning, rather last night when I was talking to my dog, I said to her, now my dog is an angel, keep in mind. And the groundhog is a fellow angel, all right? So I said to her, is it going to be spring or winter? Now, my dog knows the difference between yes and no. She'll gesture, all right? If she holds her head straight up, that's a yes. If she tilts it to the side, that's a no. So she, when I asked her the question, she held her head straight up. I said, is the groundhog going to declare spring? And she said yes. And she was right.
There you go.
There you have it, folks. What's that? Oh, the little one's on the show with us. Hey, little one. I'd rather interview you than interview the weatherman. Well, he's a moron. Now, listen, how did you do it? Oh, is that how it happened? You mean to tell me that, wait a minute, you actually have a clock and a computer inside you that goes back thousands and thousands of years, and here the stupid weatherman is depending on artificial information. Oh, really? You think he'd be better off if he depended on artificial insemination than information? Well, you're so right. And we're proud to have you on Inner Sight. And we really love you for that prediction. Now, I took the liberty just to see of what these morons are talking about. I took the liberty to listen to the extended forecast. And by next Friday, according to this extended, it's supposed to go up to 50 degrees.
Nice.
So the groundhog is right.
Mm-hmm.
Even according to the weather. Well, listen, little one. I know you got to go back into your little space there. Don't worry. We'll watch out for you. We'll take care of you. Now, before you go out, tell the stage manager to give you a nice drink of wine. What? Oh, you don't drink. Oh. All right. Get him out of here. All right, Inner Sight. Who says groundhogs can't talk?
Oh,
groundhogs are smarter than weather scientists. They can tell the weather anytime. All right, Groundhog Day, February, one of my favorite, I think it's the favorite day of mine of the year, February 2nd. You can keep all the other stuff. I like February 2nd because it's a sweet little one. Give me some Honeymoon music in there, engineer, wake up.
Yeah, hold on, I'm sleeping.
Honeymooner.
Here it is.
the matter, Ralph? What's the matter? I don't know. I've been... where does it hurt? No, it doesn't hurt. I've just been sitting around and moping, not feeling, doing anything. And I'm waiting for the doctor's report. Yeah. Well, don't worry, Ralph. You get the doctor's report, you'll see there's nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Come in. Oh. I'm here to deliver this report for the Crandon. All right, I'll take it. I'm supposed to give it only to Mrs. Crandon. Hi, Mr. Crandon. Give me that. Your hand is very dirty. Now get out. Gee, Ralph, I hope there's nothing wrong with you there. Well, I hope there's a little something wrong with me, Norton. I want to lay off for a while. Take it easy, you know. What do you say, Ralph? Get a load of this. As you said, I am delivering this report via courier rather than the mail because you said you didn't want your husband to see it. I'm afraid it's bad news. A condition of arterial monocromia exists. It's a rare disease that usually only affects boxes. Gee, Ralph, you have one fight. Oh, shut up. I've enclosed some pills. Give them a pill every night and a saucer of warm milk. Spend most of his time by the stove. He'll mope around. And later on, his hair will start falling out. Gee. Why, Ralph? Make him comfortable. And he may last as long as 6 months. Whatever it is, Norton, in 6 months, I'm going. Now, wait a minute. I had a friend of mine went to the doctor there, and the doctor said he had 6 months to live. He made a fool out of that doctor. What happened? He lived 8 months. 6 months, 8 months. What difference does it make? And wait a minute, Ralph. You know, when your hair starts falling out, you have to get a new hat. Oh, shut up. 6 months. I haven't even lived yet. What am I going to do, Norton? Well, I don't know, but you better make out a will. A will? Yeah, you're right. Let's see, to my wife, Alice, I leave her I've got nothing to leave her, Norton. Hey, wait a minute, Ralph, wait a minute, I got an idea. Sell your story to a magazine, see if they pay by the pound, she'll be left a minute. Oh, shut up. My friend of mine, he sold the story to a magazine, and he went down there, and he took the story, gave him $10,000, he put it in the bag for his wife. You think they'd want this story? Sure. They're always waiting around for people to die. Now, don't worry, Ralph. I'll go with you. Don't worry. Bring that letter with you from the doctor. Well, what is it? What is it? We're busy. Well, I don't want to shock you fellas, but you're looking at a man that only has 6 months to live. Yeah, so what? So what? What do you mean, so what? It's a story. Here. Here's the doctor's letter. Doctor's note. We're not interested. Wait a minute, Mike. Hey, look at this. There's an angle here. When his tongue starts turning blue, we'll do a color spread. Gas! Clinton, we're going to do your story. Up until the time you drop dead. About a dog.
And there's the dog now.
We got a dog.
That report was about a dog, Ralph.
I mean, you the merry widow. And Ralph thought it was about him.
Yeah, exactly.
It was about Ginger the dog.
Oh.
All right, let's see. We got coming. Louie's coming up.
Yeah, and we also have Elvis Hound Dog. Which one would you like right now?
Yeah, we got an Elvis. We'll explain that to you. All right. And Dinnigan. We have time for Dinnigan. Dinnigan with the hall. Yeah, we'll explain that to you later. All right. Now, everybody knows that Elvis Presley was the king of rock and roll, right? You know, and everybody liked him, especially the girls. They all loved him, right? Well, there was one person, and I had the honor of being related to that person. See? There was one person who couldn't stand Elvis Presley, and that person was my mother.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And whenever she saw Elvis,
get that drug addict off. He's a drug addict. He's stupid. Look, why is he shaking his legs like that? What has he got? Some kind of a disease? Get him out of here.
And my old man, he loved Elvis. See? Now, one day in the summer, I'll never forget this, the old man was a little tipsy, see? He had a wine bottle, you know, a whiskey bottle. He used to keep it when he went out, he'd keep it in his pocket. The old man always wore a suit. He was always well-dressed. And he had a few belts, you know. So he came home, and it was a hot day. And he took off, and all he had on was his underwear. And he started dancing. And Elvis was on give me a little hound dog. You got a hound dog?
Yes, I do. Here it comes.
Little Elvis hound dog, is it?
Get that drug addict off my television.
Man, don't worry about it. He's a great entertainer, Franny.
Get him out. Get him out. I don't want Franny to see that bum. Get him off that television.
Hound dog. Hound dog. Dancing around his underwear. Then he went out the door and mocked it.
Where you going, Frank? It's for your pants.
Mrs. Shafter came running out, you know, with the pot. She always had a pot in her hand. Always cooking. Shafter next door. Frankie, what you going with the pants? Where you going? Yeah, Mrs. Chapter, Elvis Presley, the greatest king of the rock and roll. He's dancing in the hall now. And the old lady says,
get out of your mouth! Get that bomb off my television! He's a drug addict! I don't know why those girls are screaming. They're all stupid! Woo!
I'll never forget it, man. What a scene it was.
Oh, wow.
And the old lady. The old lady went and pulled the pork out of the wall. And said, what happened? Where's my Alvie? I want Alvie.
Aw.
Woo!
Oh, man, we were laughing. Me and my brother, we couldn't stop laughing.
I can stop it? Okay.
We couldn't stop laughing, you know. Especially with the old man with the underwear.
that was funny.
And he was shaking like Elvis.
Uh-oh.
Get out of your mind, Frank. Get in here.
Oh, man, it was so damn funny. All right, in the sight. Pollux. Where is Louie on the line?
Let me look.
Louie the lip.
Yeah, hold on. I have to look.
He's supposed to be,
Here he is.
Well, he might be online. I think it's past 8:30.
Yeah, he's on.
Louie the
lip. Ready?
Fight with the only woman that I know.
Here's the hound dog. Fighting all the time.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Fighting all the time. Rabbit, and you ain't no friend. I'm a essential of high class. In must it must lie. A essential of high class. In must it must lie. Yeah, you ain't no rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't never got a hound dog. Rapping all the time. You better never got a hound dog. Rapping all the time. Well,
hey,
no rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine.
Hey, Louie, you ever get bit by a hound dog?
How do I get a boo boo on my arm?
No. Hey, how you doing, Lou?
Okay, Friday is Louie's frolics.
Yeah, right, Louie with the frolics. All right. You know what today is?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
today?
So Frank, on a Friday night, it's Louie's night for the frolics on Friday night, Folly on Lock Talk Radio Inner Sight Frolics.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And today is Groundhog Day. Did you see a groundhog?
No, I don't want to go near a groundhog. Was that today's Groundhog Day?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Groundhog Day today. Hello,
Suzanne.
Hey, Louie, how are you?
Yeah, you're happy you hear me every Friday on the Frolics with Frank and Suzanne on Blog Talk Radio. With
oh, you're
the
our number
drops
one fan.
And a hound dog.
You're our number one
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, we got you.
We got 8:38, you good.
838 New York. Frolics. So listen, did you go out in the yard and play the conga for the groundhog? We would like that.
Oh.
Give him a little music to come out.
Yeah, I play inside. I don't want to play outside.
Oh. All right. Well, you could play inside. You could probably hear it. Groundhogs have good ears, you know.
Oh, yes, they do.
They can hear good.
Yeah.
And they're smart.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, Groundhog Day. I like Groundhog Day. Hey, what was that movie? Didn't they make a movie called Groundhog Day?
Yes, they did.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that movie about, Lou?
Well, that's a comedy movie about the groundhogs.
He kept repeating the day over and over again until he finally, the woman that he was after, he met her and gave her a kiss or something like that. The very next day, he broke the spell and was able to get in and play.
Well, that doesn't sound very funny to me. I would have made it
entirely
different.
It is funny because he goes to the clock radio and he thinks it's the very same day that he's repeating day after day after day until he kissed the woman. After he kissed the woman, it broke that spell, per se.
Yeah, I would have made the groundhog talk and run the weather bureau. That would have been cool.
That would have been
That's
fun.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah, but
not the way you just described it. To me, that's stupid. That wouldn't make me laugh. Anyway, Inner Sight, Louis Rivera. Hey, hey, Lou.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Give us a good song with an imitation. Can you sing
Oh,
like,
you know who called? Wait, Frank. You know who called yesterday? Jeff and Dyke at 9:30 yesterday. Yeah.
Called you?
Yeah. It called me at this hour.
Oh, all right. Well, you're going to go play drums with him?
Yeah, I bring my conga, and Jeff is going to be on the drums.
You make a comedy drum show. That would be funny.
That'd be funny.
In between the drum beats, you tell jokes, see? You know, you write them down so you don't have to ad-lib them. You have them all written down.
Oh,
that's
did
a good
you hear
idea.
About Tita Rivera? Ever heard that actress?
Yeah.
She passed away.
Oh. How old was she?
91 years old.
God bless her.
Didn't they make a song about her? Chica Banana, La Chica Banana, La Chica Guerrera.
No, she's an actress. She played in Broadway.
Yeah, but what was that song about a banana? What was that banana song? What was that? How'd that go?
I'm Chiquita Banana, that had come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. When the flakes were brown and then golden hue, bananas have to ripen just for you. You
that's
can put
it.
Them in the salad. You can put them in the aisle. You can put them in wherever anyone to beat them.
Put them in the aisle, you slip, break your
And
ass.
You put them in the bananas in the refrigerator.
Hey, now who wrote that song? Cheetah Rivera?
No. She don't sing that.
She don't sing that?
No, that's Carmen Miranda.
Oh, Carmen Miranda, okay. Yeah, I got mixed up, yeah. I knew it was some kind of a Spanish name. Carmen Miranda made that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, it was a banana commercial, wasn't it?
I think so.
I'm Mr. Tallyman, Tally Me Banana.
That's right.
Remember that?
I remember that.
That's Harry Belafonte.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And one day he was out there in Jamaica picking the bananas, and the tally man was supposed to come in and add up his bananas, tell him how much he made, and a black widow came along and bit the guy in the ass. The guy dropped the.
Go get out of here! Get out of here, Frank! No way.
Hit him right in the ass and Belafonte.
No way, Frank. No way, Suzanne.
Yeah.
No way.
Sure. And Belafonte said, oh, my God, what happened to Bali? Tali me banana. Tali me. He kept saying, Tali me banana. And the guy dropped. Will you cut that out? That's the true story. He couldn't tally his banana, in other words. I want to tally my banana.
Uh-oh.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was his name in here. He had an engine, he sure is fun. He loves good and plenty candy to make his train run. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really ring the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't want to want no candy that I love so well.
Charlie, me banana.
Oh, no, we go again.
Tally me banana. Give me Tally. Tally.
Why?
Tally's home. You married her, you stupid. Go Tally your banana.
Hey, Frank, why don't I do a success? She's wrapping her head up, crack her funny bone, everything.
Go home and Tally all you want. which Polly Polly
yeah.
We're surviving.
Well, you know, my husband is not going to be happy.
Well, what?
Then aside, hey Louis, what was that song with the? Remember M&M's? The candy.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Yeah, remember that?
I don't know a song
by
M&M's. I don't know.
Yeah, they got M&M cookies down the block at the bagel place.
No, they don't have them.
They're not the best things for you, but I think tomorrow I'm gonna get one.
Nah.
I want an M&M cookie. I used to love M&M when I was a kid.
Well,
M&M.
I like chocolate chip cookies.
Melts in your hands
yeah.
and not in your mouth. How's that go?
The other way around.
Melts in your mouth.
Melts
not
in your mouth,
hands.
Not in your hands.
Well, Frank, I watched
Jeff
and Dyke. All
right, me banana. Will you cut that off?
I watched Jeff and Dyke on a Sunday
hey,
night.
Hey, Louie.
What do you want?
Next time you meet a girl, so you go up there, you go, hello, Tali me banana.
He like on me. Thanks,
oh, my. Frank, you bet.
I'm going to say that to a girl.
Tali me banana.
In the coffee bean, when I go in there to get my coffee, there's this cute chick. I'm going to say, pardon me, would you Tali me banana?
Like come me, la, la, woo.
She might throw the coffee
That's right. Woo! You better be ready to just move to the side.
Come, Mr. Tallyman. Yeah, I tell you, the Tallyman got bitten in your ass and he dropped dead. What are you going to do?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but it's funny.
Highly deadly black tarantula. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That's
my
what he got bit
mom
with.
Used to sing it.
He got bit with the black tarantula.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Me and
yeah,
spiders
right.
aren't trying.
Pollock. And, Monday's Mad or Glad. Don't forget. Inside Frolics.
Yeah, Frolics, yes.
Oh. 8:48. We got time for Jimmy Dinigan's. Hey, Lou, were you
yeah,
watching another song?
See, like, come in, I want to hope.
He likes the part of going
home.
He's
a Tommy man, Guineo.
Tommy me banana.
Now, Tommy love drops.
Love drops.
Tommy me love drop.
That's right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou.
Yeah,
hey, have a good
you,
weekend. I'll call you next Friday. I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, I love you, too. We all love you here. You're
don't
about
forget,
best
next
man.
Friday.
I'm a right. handsome voice on the phone.
Yeah?
Yup.
All right, I'll have to look into it.
Okay. Say I love you. Take care.
Love you, too, Lou.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so... You know, you've heard me talk about Jimmy Dinigan, the crazy
yeah.
guy, you know. So one day, Jimmy comes in late. He's always late. Gee, I think 90% of the time he was late. All right. 8:49, New York. And he had this idea, and Jimmy always had weird ideas. I don't know where he got them. He dreamt them up. So he had this idea, he comes in and says, Amy's mom, can I take my desk and sit out in the hall? Jimmy, what are you talking about? I want to sit in the hall. I like the sound, echo, 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 echo. He goes, Jimmy, stop that. I want to sit in the hall.
and
with that, he's picking up his chair.
Jimmy, put down that chair.
And Janie says, Jimmy, where you going? I'm going to the hall, Janie. You want to come? Put the chair in the hall. Now he's trying to... Now, I don't know if it was like in your class, but in our class, the desks were fastened to the floor.
Oh, my.
Really,
oh, my. Anybody
got a screwdriver? Meet my... Can I borrow a screwdriver? No, Jimmy, sit. Go get that chair. I don't need a desk. I just sit on the hall.
Yeah.
He takes his book and he's sitting in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls Kramer. She don't know what to do, you know.
Right.
What am I going to do with him? He's sitting out in the hall reading his reader. See, Jane, run. Jane runs fast, but Dick is faster. And Dick runs. Jimmy, stop reading out loud. Oh, I got practice. Dick is Dick is bigger than Jane. Jane's little. Jane. That's why I call him Big Jimmy. Stop that. Don't use that language. I don't worry. I'm in the hall. He's going on. He's reading this stuff. And oh, man, it was so damn funny. I'll never forget it. And then Kramer comes up. You know, Jimmy, what are you doing? Oh, Mr. Kramer. Get a chair and sit next to me in the hall. Come on. Kramer to sit next to him in the hall. Oh, man, it was so damn funny.
Right outside the door, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, outside the door. Up
mm-hmm.
against the wall, he was.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Watching him fail.
All right, in a sight. Hope you had a little crazy fun. And now, don't try any of this stuff at home. Remember, the life you save may be your own. Remember that commercial when you're crossing
the
street?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Look both ways. The life you save may be your own. Yeah. And you... boom!
Exactly.
Don't try any of this at home. Remember, this is only make-believe frolic. And whatever you do, don't put Elvis on and go out dancing in your underwear. Because you'll be in trouble. You'll be arrested for exhibition exposure. Or whatever they call it. Imagine somebody doing that and they go to court. You know.
Oh, no.
All right. What is this? Yeah. Your Honor, this is a case of indecent exposure.
That's right.
Yeah, well, now what have you got to say for yourself, Frankie? Well, Your Honor, you see, my brain drifted back to the old man when I was a kid. And I put on the Elvis record, and I couldn't help it. I don't know what happened. But aren't these cool boxer shorts? Put your pants on, you.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's your lawyer?
Your pants back on.
Oh, he'll be here any minute, Your Honor. He got caught in the snow in his wheelchair. Oh, no. Why didn't I go to medical school?
Oh, goodness.
All right. Are you Mr. Frank's lawyer? What is your name?
Woo!
Your Honor, his name is Bahamundi. Baha who? Monday. But the only thing is, today's Friday. He's not too good today. Woo! A reasonable accommodation. Reasonable accommodation? That's not what the girl said when they started screaming and they saw him dancing in his underwear.
Uh-oh.
Except this one nut who came in and said, oh, I like it, yeah. My name's Gabriel. Get him out of here. All right, in sight. Hope you had some whacked up fun, man. We just kind of make it up, you know, stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is true, though.
A lot of
it is
true.
Like the time when I had to go to the bathroom and the door was locked.
Oh, boy.
I went behind the stairs and took a poop.
Uh-oh.
You know, and I smelled up the whole building. Mrs. Sefta came out and said, oh, my God, who died?
Who died? Oh, my goodness, that's funny.
Woo!
Who died?
Yeah. The old lady wasn't home, I don't know. I had to go, man. When you got to go, you got to go.
That's right.
All right, in a sight. We'll be with you Monday, Matt. I'm glad. I want to thank everybody, engineer, all of our listeners, people that help us.
Thank you.
Keep the show on the air. Have a little fun. And, you know, laughter is the best thing for you.
Yes, it is.
Better believe it.
Makes you happy.
It'll
makes
cure
you.
You
feel better, you know.
All right. In a sight. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Stay safe. Both be a nice weekend. Thank you, Groundhog, for giving us a nice weekend.
Yeah. I like the Groundhog.
Inner sight. Don't forget a date for Milton. You can call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Help us get a date for Milton. Or send the email innersight1620@gmail.com.
Yep.
And thank you for listening. You can listen anytime you want on this show.
That's right.
So tell your friends about it. Inner Sight,
yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.
You ain't nothing but a hell no. Will you cut that?
Crying all the time. Good night, everybody.